just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Weakness. There is weakness within us that may be lack of some virtue or re-emergence of some old dead sanskar or some recurring addiction or sudden onslaught of some vice, a sudden fear, an unknown fear. Something is suddenly coming on the surface of the mind, which we call weakness. How to go ahead with weakness management? A sudden fear of losing something, losing someone, of someone going away. A sudden fear of blame, of abuse. What to do? What should we do? Understand the weakness. Something that makes us weak. Some thought. Everybody wants to become strong. Emotionally. Intellectually. Physically. Spiritually. And yet, at times, a sudden weakness grips the mind. And we are caught unawares. So, what to do? Understand the weakness. What else? It's a sudden weakness. Even before understanding what is there. Yeah, this is very important. Don't reject your weakness. We go into denial mode. And we say, no, I am very strong, I am not afraid. But first of all, accept that suddenly a fear gripped you. Most important thing is acceptance and not rejection. Don't reject it. It's good to think that I am very strong. It's good to use affirmations. It is good to be situated in self-respects, in higher consciousness, and elevate oneself. And yet, acceptance of that weakness, how it comes, from where it comes, why it comes, that's later on. But first I accept that. The anger comes. Even though I know that, even though I don't want it, and yet it comes. The hatred comes. The lust comes. The greed is still there. The attachments are still very strong. The desire, the worldly desire, the sensual desires have yet not died down. Flesh is still strong, spirit is still weak. So first accept, don't reject. And know that acceptance is not weakness. Acceptance doesn't mean that you stop improving. Acceptance doesn't mean that you have become self-compliant and stop progressing. Rather, this is a positive approach. It's also part of me. If I, the soul, have these many virtues, I'm full of virtues. Yet there is a dark spot, a dark corner, something unknown, something undefined, something ill understood, something unfathomable, something that makes me ill at ease. That's something that makes me uncomfortable. The moment that thought, that emotion comes to the surface, there are ripples. Till now the lake was rippleless, as if a pebble, a stone, a knife has been hurled into that limpid Pacific lake, and now there are ripples. And when those ripples come, my entire existence shakes. So it is not false, but true. It is true. So first love yourself. F-L-Y, fly. Flies, first love yourself. So if you love your virtues, you must also love your weakness. Loving weakness means to accept it. Don't deny it. The more you deny, the more they stay, they remain, they persist, they feed, they get nutrition. They are like embers of fire which remain hidden. So first accept the weakness. Then try to understand that weakness, the depth of the weakness, the expansion of that weakness, the root cause of that weakness, the seed of that weakness. Probably the seed is sown somewhere in the childhood. A person is afraid of water. Why? Somewhere in the childhood, sometime in the childhood, he had a life-threatening experience of drowning. And every time he sees water, that experience flashes back. But there is a fear. So know the seed. If you want to understand the tree, there must be a seed somewhere. There is a sorrow now. What is the seed of that sorrow? There is experience of pain now. What is the seed of that pain? Know the seed. Understand the seed. Accept that the tree is there. This is the tree of anguish, of pain, of weakness, of negativity. Why such strong negativity for some person? Why somebody makes us uncomfortable and somebody makes us comfortable? So accept. Try to understand. Next, how to manage weakness. You understood it. Yes. It's not good. Try to also understand the disadvantages of that weakness. Enlist what harm this habit, this practice, this weakness is doing to me. Learn to look at yourself as an observer. We are so attached. We can't see ourselves. Even if you look into the mirror, just imagine if you go to the mirror and put your nose on the mirror, can you see yourself? You have to be slightly away from the mirror. Then only you can see a mirror. If you want to see a flower, you go and just put it here. Can you see it? A distance is needed. A distance. When somebody comes to us with a problem, I can't do Amritvela, I can't do this, I can't do that. We can give him a solution so nicely. Why? Why? Because we are Sakshi at that time. We are detached observer at that time. And when it is our own problem, we are attached. So what is needed is a distance. Create a distance. A psychological distance. This is you and this is you. You know that in the history hall there is a picture of a tree. So Brahma and other souls, they are sitting and doing tapasya here. But have you watched? There is a Brahma here sitting. And on the top there is another Brahma who is standing. So there are two. The upper bird and the lower bird. This is perfection. This is work in progress. So we have two, just as in the song we heard. There are two birds. One bird is up, another bird is down. So the bird which is sitting on the top, that is undisturbed. That bird is absolutely undisturbed. Dva suparna suya jasukhaya samanam vruksham parishvajate. Two birds inseparable companion perch on the same tree. One eats the fruit, the other looks on. The first bird is our individual self feeding on the pleasure and pains of his deeds. The other is the universal self silently witnessing all. So creating this distance is needed so that if this soul wants to understand itself, go on the top, sit here and watch yourself. Because this is the reflection of the highest. So we have our perfect form in the subtle world, they say. So reach that and watch yourself. And then accept every aspect of you, every aspect of your being. When you are very strong, sometimes you are weak. Sometimes you are insensitive, sometimes you are extremely vulnerable. So distance, create a distance. A man is asked, I heard that the shopkeeper there says that you are very closely related to him. The man says, what? That man is closely related to me? Not at all. He is my father's 12th son. There's so much distance. He is my father's 12th son. I am the first. There's so much distance. How can we be together? So accept. Understand. create a distance and list the disadvantages. Let this process of becoming perfect become very easy, natural, and permanent. It should not be a separation. It should not be a repression, but transcendence. It should be a transcendence. Go beyond Atikraman, all the weaknesses. They become worthless thing. We achieve something higher so that this weakness doesn't bother me anymore. This is a divine message of May 1st, 2012. Baba is meeting, or rather emerging, all dadis, especially Dadi Janki, in the subtle world. Bab Dada bhi har ek bachche ki is himmat par padam guna madad ke liye saathi hai. Vaida karne wale nahi, vaida nibhane wale. Bolo, double purusharthi bachche vaida nibhane wale ho na. Dhir sankalp ka haar gale mein daal liya hai na. Sab ne sankalp kiya hai na ki har shakti ko karya mein lagana hi hai. Vyarth ko, kamzor sankalp ko, double lock se samapt karna hi hai. Baba is saying, destroy waste, the weak thought. How? By double lock. See that weakness doesn't stay. Kamzor sankalp, weak thought. Weak thought leads to weak action. Weak action leads to recurrence of that action, and recurrence leads to formation of sanskar. So there are weak thoughts, there are waste thoughts. So whenever they come, they emerge. Don't deny them. Don't say that why they are coming. They love to come. Let them come. Find their seed. There is some desire somewhere deep within the subconscious. This is the seed of this thought. We may not be able to get all the seeds, but those thoughts which are disturbing, those thoughts which are weak, waste, definitely they must be having some seed. Suddenly I see somebody and I have a strong thought of hatred for that person. Why? Probably in the past that person might have insulted me. That's why this thought has come. In today's blessing, in Sakar Murli Baba said, Bandhan Mukt, free from bondage, is one who is free from this Ninda Stuti. Somebody is praising and somebody is criticizing, abusing. Do I remain stable in praise? Praise should not affect me at all. Then only this calumny, Ninda, will not affect me. If praise elevates me, abuse would make me go down. If happiness elevates me, sorrow will make me go down. Appreciation and recognition, if it creates butterfly in my heart, then insult would definitely take me to depression. Watch your mind in different states, how it does, what it does. This is the mind. So praise is coming. You're so good, you're so good. You're a great yogi. So this feels happy. Now another side, another wind is coming. You are a deceptive person. You're a cheater. Now, how is the mind? If it feels sorrow, that's a sign of ego still lack within. To reach a stage where insult and praise appear similar. We have no special love for those who are praising and no grudge, hatred, dislike for those who are criticizing. Rather reach a neutral stage where the mind doesn't fluctuate this side or that side. So Baba said, use double lock. What is that double lock? Which double lock? One lock is not enough. Maya is too clever. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, in the path of bhakti when Brahma was sitting, his mind used to go here and there, and then he used to pinch himself. So double lock is needed. Which is that lock? Remembrance and service. Service is one of the best things. Stay busy in service. If you don't have subtle service, at least do gross. Go and serve. Best service is, there is a group start explaining knowledge. You remain busy. So serve, stay busy. Create services. Find out ways, means where you can serve. Other is remembrance. Remembrance also, our remembrance goes through so many different stages. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, it is not even, sometimes you will be so much attacked by Maya, even at Amrit Vela, that even 2 minutes you will not be able to concentrate. 1 minute. The force of Maya. Remembrance has different stages. But not necessary that every time you will have a very powerful remembrance. Even a light remembrance is okay. Sometimes remembrance is just talking with the higher consciousness. Sometimes remembrance is just focusing on yourself. Sometimes remembrance is just to becoming soul conscious. Sometimes remembrance is just to think that you are not body. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. Anything that elevates you is remembrance. Anything that pulls you down is body consciousness. So anything that pulls me up, not needed, not necessary that every time you go only to subtle world and soul world. You create some different remembrances. Your own remembrance. You need not to just a fixed protocol that if you do this, then that is yoga. Go to subtle world, go to soul world, go to move this cycle of 5 H's. Golden age, this age, that age. It's like this is fixed. Break that pattern. Create a new pattern. A new way of yoga. A new Raj Yoga, which you never did before. In today's Murli also, one Baba said, every word, ek ek akshar, of this knowledge is such that only you can understand. So sometimes do yoga of just reading Murli. Murli yoga. Read and think. What is the meaning of this line? Read and think. Read and think. Churning yoga. Anything that connects you to God and things related to God. Anything that keeps you on a higher consciousness is yoga. So yoga is not just sitting, I am soul, dropping the body, reaching the subtle world, dropping the subtle world, reaching the soul world, moving here and there. As I said, there is something known as Bhava Yoga. Bhava Yoga, you know, yogasana they do, but they attach an emotion along with that. So when you do Tadasana, hands up, they feel as if I am touching the sky. So yoga and attach an emotion. That is a Bhava Yoga. So in the similar manner, whatever you do, attach some emotion. And create a new pattern, a new yoga, a new system, a new technique, a new technology, a new way, a new pattern of yoga. So double lock. So this is how you destroy weakness, negative thought or negative sanskar, negative sankalp, and you become strong. Om Shanti.